Well, it's time to talk Christmas spirit here in our Thursday morning conversation. And each year, Chris Kopisky comes back about this time of year and talks about Christmas spirit. It's that time of year already, Chris, huh?
Yes, it is. Hard to believe when it's going to be 71 today.
Yeah, I'll say. We've had a great run of weather here this fall, that's for sure.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I'm on my way up to Lake Superior after I get done.
Really?
Here. Yes.
What you going to go look at up there?
The water.
Oh, yeah.
Feet in the water.
Yeah, we were up there a couple of weeks ago up on Superior, and we just had a fantastic time out there. It was almost 80 degrees. We stayed in Boulder Junction, went up north. It was almost 80 degrees. Walked into Lake Superior, and I could have stayed in there for a long time, and that's not a usual thing for Lake Superior.
Right, so for sure.
It sure is gorgeous up there. The color is going to be fantastic. Safe travels.
I'm thinking it's going to be a beautiful ride.
I think so, too. So Christmas spirit, tell us about what's the background on the Christmas spirit program here, Chris?
Okay, just reviewing, Christmas Spirit is a nonprofit organization that works with the Merrill Firefighters Charities. We serve families that are financially hardshipped.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done this for many years. It's very rewarding. And what you need to do to be eligible for this program, these families can come into JJQ and pick up applications. We also, if your child is involved in kinship, I dropped applications off with Patty there,
okay.
And they can go, but they have to be involved in the kinship program.
So for a lot of people, Christmas time is a stressful time because they don't know how they're going to put a Christmas holiday together for their family because of circumstances sometimes beyond their control.
Yes.
And that's
yes,
where Christmas spirit comes in. So it's an application process, and
yes.
So people will come in. Let's talk about that application process. What kind of stuff is on there?
What we need are specific things on that application. First, the tags will have what the need is for that child.
Okay.
We want to provide the need first. And it was amazing. Last year, I was very surprised, but bedding. So many requests for sheets and blankets, pillows. That was very high on the priority list.
Now, we just talked to Candy from out at the linen giveaway at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and she said the linen went just like that. And
right.
So you're seeing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so. Last year, we serviced over 400 children.
Wow.
And that's Lincoln County.
Okay.
So that's Merrill and Tomahawk. So anyway, back to the tags. They will be needs first, and then the kids put their wishes and wants.
Okay.
And then, you know, some people buy just the needs. Some people fill the whole tag. Whatever is given when you take a tag is appreciated.
So the application first, you got to fill
yes.
out the application. You get that here at the radio station or over at Kinship.
If you're a Kinship involved in the kinship program.
Exactly.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
Come on over here to the radio station
yes.
and get these applications. On the application, I'm assuming now they're going to have to put their name on there, the number
yes.
of kids, that kind of stuff. What about income eligibility? Do you guys check on that, or is this on
no.
the honor system?
No, it's on the honor system.
Okay. So if you need some help, Christmas Spirit in Lincoln County is here to help. So you fill
right.
out the application, you'll tell what your kids' real needs are,
yes.
and then some fun stuff.
Yes.
Once you have that information compiled, a whole bunch of people get together and you write out a bunch of slips that go on to some trees that'll be located
they
in the area, right?
They come back to us, and we have a gal that does the tags, and she's phenomenal at it. And when those tags come back, we give them to the tree hosts. And when speaking of going back to where you pick up the applications, in Tomahawk, it's WJJQ here.
That's right.
But in Merrill, you can pick up the applications at the Merrill Fire Department and the Merrill Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
They will have applications there.
Okay.
I know you asked me that question last year. And after you pick up the applications, the return of the applications is November 6th. That's when they are due back. That is the cutoff date. So that gives us plenty of time to get the tags made and to the tree hosts so people can pick them up. So it isn't a last-minute shopping thing. They'll have plenty of time to
right.
get their shopping done. And after the tags are picked up and bought, you bring your gifts back to the tree host where you picked up your tag.
Okay.
And then in Tomahawk, I pick up all the gifts, take them back, and we have people that pick them up at the tree host in Merrill. And everything is brought to St. Stephen's. That's where we bag everything by families, fill in the blanks. We have donations during the year that are made. And if you can't shop, a donation is great too. But we have shoppers that buy coats, you know, things that we think will be needed. And then we fill in the blanks, and we try to equal out every child in that family get, you know, about the same amount of gifts, so it's more equal.
Absolutely.
It's a process.
Go ahead.
It's just a heartwarming, humbling process. It really is.
I can imagine. A lot of work, too.
Yes.
A lot of work goes behind this and Christmas spirit in Lincoln County. So again, just to recap, in Merrill, go to the fire department or the Chamber of Commerce to get your application. No money questions answered. It's all on the honor system here in Tomahawk at Kinship, if you're a Kinship person, or here at the radio station. Get the application. The deadline to turn them in is when?
November 6th.
November 6th. You turn them in, and then they'll be distributed. The tags will be distributed to the tree location. So do we have those identified yet?
The whatever tags you bring or take will be taken back to the tree host. I'll pick them up there. We take them back to St. Stephen's, like I said. And then we will distribute to families on December 7th.
Okay. Where are the tree hosts this year? Do you have those identified yet, or are we still looking for more tree hosts?
Oh, no. I just have...
I'll bet they come out of the woodwork asking to be a tree host.
Well, and the ones that I have come through every year for us in Tomahawk, and they are Standard Mercantile, the Community Thrift Store, Honeycomb, Park City Credit Union here in town, and last year, PCA... joined.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they were thrilled. I mean, everybody is just so accommodating, so happy to do this.
Well, it's one of those things, what's your saying there, but for the grace of God, go I. And so you should be thinking about others all the time, but especially during the holidays.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is a good way to do that.
And everybody is so generous. I mean, and you know, it would be, Dawn Baus helped me that one year, and she said she just couldn't believe how this is all brought together and come through, and it is. It's a very humbling thing.
I can imagine. And it's pretty cut and dry. Apply.
Right.
Turn in your application by the deadline.
Yep.
Folks can go shopping, pick a tag off of one of the trees at one of the tree hosts, shop for what's on that tag, leave the stuff right there at the tree host, right? The stuff you buy, leave it right there, and then you'll come and gather it all up. And then close to Christmas, everybody gets together, and it's got to be you talk about humbling experiences. I'll bet you when everybody's together there and these gifts are just being given away like that, I'll bet you there's a few tears shed in there. Lots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know,
me too.
it's an emotional thing, and being able to help others, especially at this time of year, it just feels good.
It does.
Yeah. So that the reward is just that. Just,
yes.
It feels good. It just feels fantastic. And you can feel good, too, by participating. So seek out those tags at those different businesses. And I'm sure we're going to get this on the community calendar. We'll keep reminding people about this.
Okay, please. And we appreciate that. I know applications, I was talking to Amy out there, 7 applications have gone out already.
Already,
that have been picked up. So just getting that word out, get those applications, get them back here, because the sooner we can get those applications back, we can get those tags made into the tree host, because they're ready to go anytime, you know, as soon as those applications are brought back, we can get those tags made and get things rolling.
What's that application deadline one more time?
The application deadline is Return is November 6th.
November 6th. Okay. Got it written down.
And it comes up fast.
It does.
So to the people who pick up the tags at the tree host, I do want to remind them, please, that when you take that tag, there's a piece of paper there that lists every tag that's at that tree host. The tag you take, please put your name and phone number there. So if I come and pick up the gifts and that tag with gifts is not back there, I can give a jingle and say, picking up the gifts, we're going to start packing up families. Can I pick it up at the house? Can you get it here in time? So,
just in case they take it home and not leave it there.
Yes. I had a lady last year that forgot about it, had it in her glove compartment, all about it.
Okay.
So that gives us the opportunity to get that tag filled. So there is no child left behind.
What about the organization itself? Are you always looking for new members, new volunteers, or are you pretty well set? You got a good crew.
Our board is strong. We start working on this like in May already, but volunteers to help us bag families up and filling in gaps and stuff at St. Stephen's, yes, we are always willing and happy to get volunteers.
So if somebody wants to do that, be a part of that experience, what's the best way to take part? Just show up that day, or do you want to call ahead of time, see who's all coming?
I would call.
Okay.
And you can call... sure, trick me.
You got a lot of papers over there, don't you?
I know. Usually I have everything all up here in my head. But you can call 715-436-4664.
Okay, so if you want to take part in getting everything ready, just like Santa's elves do up north.
Yes.
Get everything ready for the kids, be a part of that experience. 436-4664 is a good number to call. And again, we're going to keep reminding people about this, especially the closer we get to that application return deadline, and then let the shopping begin.
I know.
You have places to go and things to see, and I wish I was going to be stuffed in the trunk on the way up there. I'd love to go up there right now.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be a very nice day.
I'll put my toes in the water for you.
Thank you very much. I'll leave them in there for a little while, okay?
I will.
It's been warm outside. Chris Kapiski from Christmas Spirit, Lincoln County. Again, get those applications here at the radio station in Tomahawk. Also over at the Kinship Hoster, if you're part of that program, at the Merrill Fire Department and the Merrill Chamber of Commerce. You want to help out and be a Santa's elf, 436-4664. Number to call. Chris, thanks for being here. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again soon.
One more thing.
What's that?
Thank you, WJJQ, for being the main Santa helper.
But I tell you what, we are happy to do it. It's one of the best things we do all year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you so much. And thanks for participating. Christmas Spirit is back, and it's time to get those applications filled.